He preceded his assistant, who, it was decided, should join him only on the last afternoon of his stay at Hammerpond. Now, the village of Hammerpond is perhaps one of the prettiest little corners in Sussex. Many thatched houses still survive. The flint-built church with its tall spire nestling under the down is one of the finest and least restored in the county. And the beech woods and bracken jungles through which the road runs to the great house are singularly rich in what the vulgar artist and photographer call bits. So that Mr. Watkins, on his arrival with two virgin canvases, a brand new easel, a paint box, portmanteau, an ingenious little ladder made in sections, after the pattern of the late lamented master Charles Peace, crowbar and wire coils, found himself welcomed with effusion and some curiosity by half a dozen other brethren of the brush. It rendered the disguise he had chosen unexpectedly plausible, but it inflicted upon him a considerable amount of aesthetic conversation for which he was very imperfectly prepared. "Have you exhibited very much?" said young Person in the bar parlour of the Coach and Horses, where Mr. Watkins was skilfully accumulating local information on the night of his arrival.
"Very little," said Mr. Watkins. "Just..."